that rocks.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
It does. Yes, it does.
It's really tough sometimes.
Really
waking
does.
Waking up every morning, being gangster-like, just having to live with it every day.
Oh,
can be tough sometimes.
It can be tough to be a gangster. Anyway, good morning, 612, Brock Hunter, welcome to it.
What's up?
The plan.
Just type it in
show.
My diary there.
Yeah. Dear diary.
It is tough being a gangster.
Today was a good day. Didn't have to use my AK. Damn, it feels good to be here.
Right?
That's right. There you go. Hey, we got to get to it. It is time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Hunter, have you ever drunk dialed anybody? You know, you ever had a few too many cocktails? You're like, no, I'm going to give so-and-so peace of my mind.
You know what? I'm happy that I'm married because I'm not drunk dialing like exes or like you know.
That's good.
Now I'm just drunk dialing buddies from high school.
That's true. Actually, I've gotten a few drunk text messages and calls from you where I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, what you're talking crazy, man. Go to bed. Well, I bring this up because drunk dialing can get you some trouble if you're stupid about it, of course. A Florida man is under arrest for misusing the 911 emergency system after he repeatedly called to demand the release of convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman and the arrest of President Joe Biden.
El Chapo!
Police in Tampa say 29-year-old Jacob Ryan Philbick dialed 911 last weekend and told dispatchers that, quote, El Chapo needed to be freed and, quote, President Biden needed to be placed in prison. The dispatcher warned him that, hey, 911 is for emergency calls only and told him not to call again.
This is an emergency.
But he ignored him, obviously, because he was drunk, called two more times. So police were dispatched to his house. When they arrived, they found him on the phone with 911 and placed him under arrest. Hold on, guys. Wait, I got to finish this call. Hold on. This is important. They need to know.
Could you imagine turning on the news? Breaking news. El Chapo has been released and President Biden is in prison.
All thanks to 29-year-old drunk Jacob Ryan Philbeck. More to
all
come.
All you had to do was call 911.
More to come at 10. They also report, I think it goes without saying, but they reported detecting a strong smell of alcohol on him. He was booked on charges of misusing 911. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're drunk? Oh, go figure. Go figure.
Dude, yeah. Calling 911. Do you even get like close? Like, because you have the emergency thing on your phone, and like sometimes your pocket will like pull it up. You're like, oh god!
It's one of the most terrifying things when you pull your phone.
I was
out.
One button away from talking to some cops.
Yeah,
man.
Right there having something. And I get that would probably be the worst thing. Me pocket dialing 911 because it'd probably be while I'm driving, singing show tunes and making goofy noises. Like, this guy's obviously insane. We need to track him down. Yeah. This is it. This is it. But yeah, look, if you're drunk. First things first, don't be calling people. I know it's tempting. We have the phone there. But if you are drunk and you have the urge to call someone, just call an ex. Call mom. Call grandma. You know, okay?
You know, just take the 100 selfies that you're used to doing now. You know, just leave the phone alone.
Record your TikTok, all right? Just do that.
Do
that's fine. But don't call 911, okay?
Right.
Don't call 911. Okay. El Chapo needs to be freed!
This guy's drunk.
And Ed Biden needs to go to jail. All right, you're drunk. You're drunk. Sir, this is a Wendy's hotline. I don't know what you're doing right now.
Wrong number.
Yeah, wrong number. All right. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back. Bro.